Mishnah. Bnei Slav chadat v'gimachalak menachla chel gaviyim shahayim yoyitz mitzrayim v'chel koi im echa v'nichse chayfer shahayim b'chor noyid v'shnei chalakim. So that was extra chelik that he got v'nichse chayfer. So the Rashbam b'nachla b'nachla there is Yisrael mishun d'amor l'el because he didn't have any sons. So his daughters got it before his brothers. Now, before his brothers, yes. Chel Gavir. Slav Chashem Eitz Mitzrayim. Shaben HaNichnas La'aretz L'hai Naito Mishil Atzmai Chel Gavir La'aretz Hoi L'yotz Mitzrayim Kamim Gam Gemara. Because the Gemara brings down a machlaikis. When Eretz Yisrael was a schalik, the Eitz Mitzrayim. Or Eretz Yisrael was a schalik, the Bay Aretz. Yisrael Raitana, the Eitz Mitzrayim, the schalik Aretz. Loy by Yaretz, Venafkala Mikroy. The Alpha P, Samela had not been for the fact that those who left Mitzrayim were ready Yerusha, then the Bnei Slofa wouldn't have gotten anything. Because Mitzad themselves, they won't get it. Elma had to get it, else the father, and he did not enter Yisrael. Bafi Shayetz Mitzrayim, Lenichmus Laretz, Ela Mason, Midwanot Lechelik Baretz, Miu. Lachahani, Shem Yotzeruvim, Shem Mitzrayim, Vinodulahem, Vimidbar, Bonim, Shenichusulares, Ruven Asara Bonim, Vashimain Ben Echad, Yitel Ben Shimon, Chela Keneged, Asara Ben Ruven, Shel Ruven Shimon, Ischal Garetz, Vizachu Ben Echal Echad, Vinichse Avien. Okay, this Rishbam will hold off. This part of Rishbam will hold until we get to Gemara. It's also a little complicated. Rishbam says, it seems that Reuben and Shimon left Mitzrayim. So then, Kishnichus Laretz, Reuben had 10 children, and Shimon had one. I don't know. This part. This is nothing more. This part. This part. Reuben and Shimon each got an equal chelik. Meila, Reuben has to divide it to his 10 kids, and Shimon has to divide it, just gives it to one. Because Reuben and Shimon are the ones that were Neichel. It gets more complicated than when the Gemara says it's both. Fine. This is simple. Mezochim b'nekalecha. Fine. Now, Slavchad. Slavchad yotzim Mitzrayim. Umeis midbar tikach. Not Lubinoisov, Chelkoi. We call Shlesh Chalak Masnis and Naklam Begamara Mikroi Hilkoch. Beinon, Lefrushe, Bechai Gavna, have Meisin Slavcha, Lefrushe, Bechai Gavna, have Meisin Slavcha, that's Mitzrayim, Shuben Esrim, Chen Chayfer Ode, both of them were 20 when they left Mitzrayim, Shahi Slavcha Bechar. Called Vermalol Yesh Lachaluma, Menapasa, Venasa, and Tite and Lahem. Now, so how does it work out? Says Rabbam, Chalkim Echa Benitza Chayfin, Chayfin Yotzim Mitzrayim, Benot Lubonov Chayl Gavim, Shoyim Yotzim Mitzrayim, Levad Chayl Gatsman, Shagam Hain Yotzim Mitzrayim, Ubnoi Slavcha Kiblu Chayl Gavim, Benitza Chayfin, Beshah Shacholku Achid Slavcha Nachas Avim, Benayim, Bas Haben, Harei Hi, Mokum Aben, Lirosh Imachin Kitanilel, Kalkhaim Benachlo, Yetzirech Kaidman, Samela, the daughter of Slavchad, Yarshins, together with Achet Slavchad, the Nichse Chefer, Vishahoy Slavchad Bachar. Pai Roy, Lital, Ishnaim, Im Echab, the Nichse Chefer. Yafa Pishayim Chonreit, the Broken Mosuk. So Rabbam is bothered by a question. How could Slavchad being a Bechor, get Pishnai Nirsen Chayefer, the halacha is that a Bechor is not Neitel Beroi. That means, L'moshel. let's say Reuven dies, so then whatever he has at the moment when he dies, so then his children, Yarshin, and the Bechor gets Pishnai in what Reuven has when he dies. Let's say after he dies, he Yarshins something, okay? His father dies. Yaakov dies after Reuven. So then, Chanoich will not get Pishnayim b'nichsei Yaakov. Because when Reuven died, he didn't have it yet. It was roi to him, it was coming to him. It was fitting to come to him. Yeah? So therefore, but if Reuven didn't have it, if Reuven didn't have it when he died, then there's no din pishnayim. Anything that comes after the father dies, then the bechor is not neitel pishnayim, or a chayv. Let's say someone owed the his father money. Yeah, but his father didn't have it, so, and then eventually the guy pays. So the bechor does not get pishnayim. That's the din. The bechor is not neitel beroi. So maybe the question is over here, if Chayfer died. Now Chayfer didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet. So Meila, how could Slavcha get Pishnayim? B'nichsei Chayfer, L'chayr, it's right. This is the kasha that's bothering the Rishbam. And the Rishbam, because Eretz Yisrael muchzek is hila Eretz Mitzrayim. K'mim b'gemara. K'misha hichzik Chayfer b'chel g'dami. So it was already given to the Eretz Mitzrayim, and that means they were kainin already. So it belonged to them. Actually, one of the Rishonim point out from here, I think well, maybe Rashba, he says, for this Gemara you see, that even, let's say you have nechasim that's stolen. Someone stole your karka. So your karka in exile. So it's not even considered, it's considered muchzik. Because it's not the problem of roi, because Kaka Chaz Balai made this. So Meir, even though it's not by you, still, the Bechor will get Pishnayim. Haraya from our Mishnah. Because Eretz Yisrael, at the time when Jews left Mitzrayim, the Kenainim had it. And still we say, the Yates Mitzrayim consider a Mukhzik, that there's no problem of Roy. So you see, even though it's stolen, what?
It was kind of to begin with.
Who?
I mean,
I'm saying,
how are they Mexican
to begin
with? How are they
trying to begin with? What Mexican they do?
Yeah, did they do well?
What does it mean? It's Mexicans. I don't know if they did Mexican. I'm not sure what they did, if they did. It was given to them. Shem gave it to them. Yeah, that's good enough. Anyway, what?
We were just comparing the concepts of Karka, which is Balel, and Mechzokas from Mitzrayim.
Yes, even we see that that's called enough to be considered not right. Now, filo mei slavchad mekame chayfer. Oh, nimtzit slavchad yairish pishnayim b'chol asher yimotze lechayfer ki hu reish zaynay v'af agav v'kshemeis chayfer l'hayit slavchad chayam. Even if slavchad died before chayfer, afil hachi b'nois of ha-yarshois chaylik b'chayras slavchad b'nichsei chayfer. Ki heichi the yarsha is chaylik pshitas b'nichsei chayfer. Ki sani bet desefta. B'chayris. Keitzat eina b'chanoitel b'roi kim moksach. What's the case of roi? Meis aviv b'chaye aviv. So that's what we said before. Right? When Reuven died before Yaakov, so then Noit Bishnayim Menichse Aviv, Noit Bishnayim Menichse Aviv. Oh, going Jacob Shemes Chayitzchak. Hare Reuven Habachar Noit Menichse Yaakov Bishnayim Avloi Menichse Yitzchak. Zik Noit. Why? Shafilim Imha Yaakov Kayam Kishmes Yitzchak Lo Yaakov Noit Bishnayim. Shere Poshin Hu. Hilkoch Reuven. So Yaakov is not going to get Pishnayim Menichse Yitzchak. So Meila. Hilkel Reuven abal lirash mikayach Yaakov v'nichsi Yitzchak leitol el chelik pshitusay shel aviv. See, this is a little funny. That the Rishonim have a problem with this Rishbam. He seems to be saying, like, he seems to be saying there's a problem of Roy. The reason why Reuven doesn't get Pishnayim in Yitzchak, he's saying it's a problem of Roy. But the Bechor, it's more partial because, like he says, Yaakov is not a Bechor. So Mela, meaning as far as Yaakov and Esau is concerned, he doesn't get Pishnayim more than Esau. But as far as does Reuven get an extra chelik of Nitzel Yitzchak as far as the chelik of Yaakov, does he get Pishnayim? That's the Shail of Roy. The reason why Reuven doesn't get Pishnayim in the chelik that Yaakov Yarshins from Yitzchak, that's the Shail of Roy. In my Aviv Bechor, I think the Rishonim speak out. The Rishonim have a time with this Rishonim. The Rishonim is calling this Roy. The Rishonim says this, that Reuven doesn't get Pishnayim in Yitzchak is because of Roy. According to the Sefer of Roy, but it's not true. It's not Roy. It's not because Yaakov is not a Bechor. As far as Yaakov and Esav is concerned, Yaakov, there's no Pishnayim in Nichse Yitzchak because Yaakov is not a Bechor. It's not nothing to do with Roy. The Shail of Roy is now that Yaakov gets equal chelik with Esav, right? Yaakov and Esav get equal split. Let's say if Yaakov wasn't a Bechor or something, right? Wasn't a Bechor. Okay. Bad example, okay? But then, so Yaakov and Esav are Yarshin equal. So now, Reuven and his brothers Yarshin Yaakov's chelik b'nichse Yitzchak. So now, does Reuven get Pishnayim b'nichse Yaakov over his brothers? That the answer is no, because it's Roy. If Yaakov died before Yitzchak, then the nichse Yitzchak Yaakov Yarshin is Roy, and therefore Reuven doesn't get Pishnayim in that. We're not talking about getting double. Yaakov getting double in Yitzchak. Yaakov getting double because he's saying he's not a Bechor. Next part of Rishbam is very interesting. It's very shtukah paldik. And the Rabban is interesting. The Rabban means not a Bahad like that. But everyone is tremendous Rishbam. V'mahoy of a Bechor. Yeah. Af hu noitel b'shnayim v'nichse vi aviv. Shemhoy Yaakov Bechor. Af hu b'shemeis b'chai Yitzchak. Hare bo Reuven v'noikol chelik b'chayr is Yaakov aviv b'nichse Yitzchak sha'ben d'mokim av oimid b'en l'chelik b'chayr b'en l'chelik pshitis. So this is very interesting. This Rishbam is very, very interesting. What is the Rishbam saying? That if Reuven is b'chayr and Yaakov is a b'chayr, then Reuven gets Pishnayim. Well, the first glance, he seems to be saying more. Then Reuven gets Yaakov's Chelik B'chayrus Yaakov of B'nichse Yitzchak, which means that if Yaakov is a Bechor and he gets Pishnayim B'nichse Yitzchak, then Reuven gets that extra chelik. Yeah? If Yitzchak had $100,000, so it gets divided three ways, Yaakov gets two-thirds. Yeah? Now, that the second third, I mean the chelik of Bechayra, the seemingly Pashtan Rishbam is saying that Reuven gets that whole thing for himself, right? Which that doesn't make any sense, because not only that, but even he should bechal get Pishnai over his brothers in the chelik of Yaakov over that he's getting from Yitzchak also makes no sense because it's Roy. It's Roy for Reuven. It's Roy because Yaakov died before Yitzchak. Yaakov died before Yitzchak. As far as Reuven is concerned, it's Roy. Yaakov is getting from Yitzchak when he's already dead. So for Reuven to get even Pishnaim with his brothers, that doesn't make any sense because it's Roy. So the Ramban brings down from the Bahag. Bahag Ashkam Milsa the Atma Bahag. The Kasabu Haki Ketzad. Ain't Night Vroy Mes Aviv Poshit Bechaye Aviv Night Bishnai Milsa Aviv and Bishnai Milsa Bi Aviv. Fine. Nimhoy Av Bechar Av Night of Bishnai and Binichse Bi Aviv. Now the Ramban says it doesn't make any sense. Vlav Dukuhu. The Loyamina the Shakel El Kfelas of Klimar, Kilu of Kayam, Kachok and Bonov and Achyaviv, meaning the grandchildren, the children of Yaakov, are Neutel, that we see by Tzlavcha, the Neutel, the Chelk Bechaira that Yaakov gets from Yitzchak. And even though, because it's not Roy, for Yaakov, Yitzchak had it, right? Yaakov died first. Then Yitzchak died. So Yaakov gets two chalakim over Esav, because it's not Roy for Yaakov. You know, Yaakov is dead. It's not Roy. Roy means was supposed to come to the father. So it's not Roy as far as Yaakov is concerned. So then Yaakov gets Pishnayim. Now this Pishnayim passes on to the next generation, but Legabe, the next generation, it's Roy. Because Yaakov didn't have it. When Yaakov died, he didn't have it. Yeah, it's something that's supposed to come to Yaakov. So it means Reuven doesn't even get Pishnayim in whatever Yaakov gets from Yitzchak. Side of Chelek Bechor and Side of Chelek Bashit. Reuven doesn't get Pishnayim in that, because it's Roy. And that the Bahag is saying, and that the Rambam also seems to be saying, that when it's Bechor, Ben Bechor, even though the father died first, before the grandfather, still the grandson, who's a Bechor, is going to get Pishnayim. That the man says makes no sense. Why should Reuven get Pishnayim in Nichse Yaakov, that Yaakov is Yarshining from Yitzchak when he's already dead? Because as far as Reuven is concerned, that's Roy. Because it's not something that Yaakov had when he died. It's something they're supposed to get afterwards. And that's classic Roy. Who cares if Yaakov happens to be a Bechor and Yaakov is getting Pishnayim b'nichse Yitzchak? Doesn't mean that Reuven should get Pishnayim at all in any of that. But I mean, this Rishbam and the Bahag seem to be saying that, which is a Pella. The Shasha, everyone has the Rishbam. Bahag is very shvar shita. Because the Bechor ben Bechor, as far as Reuven is concerned, it's Roy. Therefore, he shouldn't get any Pishnayim. Loi mi boy, the Pasha Pishat Nirishbam, which seems to be saying that Reuven is getting the Chel Bechor of Yaakov, which that makes no sense. Mechdesh, he should get the Chel Bechor of Yaakov. He should get Pishnayim. If he has 10 brothers, then it's not the whole third. It's two chalakim when you divide it two out of 11 when you divide amongst the brothers, but that say that he gets the whole third makes no sense, and even to say that he gets Pishnayim Bechlau in any even together with his brother he gets Pishnayim also makes sense as the Ramban explains, because the guy be Reuven, it's Roy. So it's a very very difficult Ramban. Anyway, let's go. Meaning in this case Slavchad or Yaakov, Kil Kayim, Lital Kfelas Aviv. In other words, we look at it, says the Rashbam, that the middle one, Tzlafcha, Benichse Chayfer, Yaakov, Benichse Yitzchak, even though he's dead, we look at it, if he's alive, and mainly he gets Pishnayim of Yitzchak, or in our case, Chayfer. That's Pasha the Mishnah saying that. But Tzlafcha got. Benoy Slavchad got the Chayl B'chayra that Slavchad got B'nichse Chayfer. As opposed to the other brothers, since Slavchad was the B'char, Slavchad, when in his death, he gets Pishnayim B'nichse Chayfer, and that extra Chaylik goes to the Benoy Slavchad, which is divided equally among them. Alright, let's see. Tanan, Kamanda Amar, Liyetzim Mitzrayim is Chalka Aretz. Tesanya, Biyeshayim Liyetzim Mitzrayim is Chalka Aretz. Shenemar, Lashemois, Matois, Avoisom, Yincholu. Matois, Avoisom. Says Rajbam, Kwaimab, Laboy Aretz, Nishalka Aretz. Kifi Cheshbin, Shiyetzim Mitzrayim. Obviously, the Bayaritz was the one that got there in Israel, but it was Kefir Cheshbin of the Eitz Mitzrayim. Shnot Lua B'Tayras Yerushma B'Seim, Dofi Cheshbin Rishon Sheninu B'Shan Hashni, L'Seis Merdin Mitzrayim, L'Shal Garetz Kilu Yerushua Hein Atzma, Misha Yiloi Ata, B'Bias Aretz, Ben Echad, Notal Kol Chalkoi, Misha Yiloi Asar Abon, and Namiloi Notal Ben Kum El Chalk Echad, like the Ram said in the Mishnah. Shnemar, the Pinchas, the Bayaretz, Ba'isai, Minyan, the Arbis Maya, the Sibu, Ve'ele, the Hayish, Mkudim, Moshe, etc. Shmois Matus Avoisom, Shal Eile, Shinim, Mitzis, Mitzrayim, Minchu, Eile, the Loisan, Yechalqua, Nachla, Ve'ele, Shakamun, Tachteim, Yershum. So it's Matus Avoisom, not them, it's Avoisom, which is the Eitz Mitzrayim. Come on, Farish, no, the High Avoisom, Eitz Mitzrayim, come on. Fine. We're saying it's going the Eitz Mitzrayim. Almani Mekayim Le'ela Ticholeka Aretz Penachla. So then another pasuk says Le'ela. You give me to these mashma Le'ela Ke'ela. Lahez is Esat Feilin. So the Rishban Nachsev Le'el Eila Pkud Bnei Yisrael. Sheish Meres Elf Elf Shram Eis Shloishim V'Samach Le'Zam Hashem Amosh Le'ema Le'ela Ticholeka Aretz Almul Bayars Nischalka. It gave the minion right before they went into Yisrael, and it says Le'ela, Ke'ela, Shehem B'nei Esrim, Shiyotzim Mitzrayim, and Schalk Aretz. So these that were counted now, before they went into Yisrael, were B'nei Esrim. And Me'ela, that's what it's saying. Le'ela, Ke'ela, they have to be B'nei Esrim, as opposed to being younger than Esrim. And if the Yotzim Mitzrayim were younger than Esrim, then their children don't get a chelik mitzad them, because if they left Mitzrayim when they were less than 20, they don't get a chelik. Avloyot feim shots a pachas mechosh le'not b'chel baretz lehem loy b'neim el b'schus marashem moher lehem shum moirish shots a Mitzrayim koin shlehoi lehem av loy doid v'ach shemesu midbar loy bonim oz le'not b'chel baretz. Right, so if the guy left Mitzrayim when he was less than 20, and then his children are not going to get at all, because he left Mitzrayim less than 20, and Kayla has to be over 20. Second, that pasuk. Penachla elamani mekayim l'shmoy matas avaysam yincholu. So here, it's a different type of Yerusha, the Hainu. Echod. However, there's a little knetch over here. So what do you do with the Shemitz Matzah Bayis? So in the Mashu Nachri Yaitim Tzayim Nam Yesh Lanul Chalek and Nachu Mufarash V'Ozol L'Hoch Yahani L'Shemitz Matzah Bayis and Yichalu L'Lach Eshenotlu B'nei Ruvim V'Shimin Yud Al Chalakim Ba'aretz Mechalken Oysa B'Neyem L'Tichesh B'Matzah Bayisam Kilu Yaitim Mitzrayim Dain Ruvim V'Shimin Abayisam Nischalku Hani Yud Al Chalakim We're going to Hani Yaitim Mitzrayim Hoy B'nei Yashrim that like this, because it's very funny. The Rishbam, we're talking about, we're starting out with Reuven and Shimon. Yeah, they have to be brothers. Okay, there were 20 who left Mitzrayim. This one had 10 kids. Come here to Eretz Yisrael. This one had one kid. The 10 kids get 10 chalakim. The one kid gets one. Then they send it back to their Reuven and Shimon who left Mitzrayim. Okay, now why does it get divided equally now? There's Reuven and Shimon left Mitzrayim. Okay, so the 10 send it back to Reuven. It's Chayra, the Shayna Masculine Rishbam. It should just go right back down to his 10 kids. Why when it goes back to Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers, why all of a sudden does it become one big pot and they subdivide the 11 to 2? He gets 5.5, and the one gets 5.5, and 11 get 5.5. The 10 kids get 5.5. The Chayra, just because we say that it goes back up to the Eitz Mitzrayim, doesn't make any sense. If the case would have been that Yaakov left Mitzrayim, yeah, now we can say that Reuben and Shimon, who also left Mitzrayim, okay, he had 10, he had 1. Goes back to Reuven, Shimon, it goes back all the way to Yaakov. Then, so if the 10 and the 1 go back to Yaakov, and then it gets subdivided equally to Reuven and Shimon, because it went back one extra generation, it went back the generation to who, if it goes back to Yaakov, Yaakov is merged back to his kids, he's merged 50% to Reuven and 50% to Shimon. If it went straight to Reuven and Shimon, it goes straight up and straight down again. Why should it get pulled? If it went back, if we're talking, so other Rishonim say no. We're talking about it went back to Yaakov. We're talking about Yaakov also, in this case, this fictional case, Yaakov also left Mitzrayim. So therefore, it went back to Yaakov. And then once it went back to Yaakov, it got subdivided equally to Reuven and Shimon. And then we say, okay, Shimon that has one kid is going to get 5.5 chalakim, and Reuven that has 10 will also get 5.5 chalakim. But the way the Rishbam says it, the way Rishbam sets it up, if the Shtickle Pella, the Rishayim Ray asks, that L'chayr makes no sense. Why should it get subdivided? Why should it get pulled by Reuven and Shimon and get subdivided? And he gets the one, Shimon has one child, gets 5.5, and Reuven has 10, also gets 5.5.